Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Daf Beis, Nida 2A, pagination is 3. And we have the privilege of starting the final Masechta in Talmud Bavli. The topic of Nida pertains to a woman's emission, in the classic case on a monthly cycle, the shedding of the uterine blood and its flow through the cervix into what we call the birth canal and out into where it would be noticed outside the body. Now, actual nida occurs once the blood leaves the uterus, and that's well before it reaches the outside of the body. Let's jump into the machlokas, and we'll be able to discuss plenty as the blot continue. Now, the ramifications of Nida are primarily twofold. One, in our time, we're familiar that a Nida, in that status, husband and wife are not allowed to be together. In fact, there are laws of harchakos, distancing in physical contact. And the second area is tyros, that a woman in the state of Nida is not allowed to handle tyros kodshim, sanctified teruma, and if she does, then she could be metame, those things make them tame, invalid. The Mishnah begins. Shammai Omer, Shammai holds, Kol hanoshim dayan shaiton. All women, when they experience Nida, it's sufficient to consider them tameos from the time that they notice the blood, and we do not do any date back. Top Rashi, Imroas Adam, if she sees blood, Dailonu im tetame teruma v'tayro shetiga bohen misha'as re'iya ve'elach. It's sufficient to forbid the teruma or whatever she's handling of a tahar nature. It's sufficient to consider it tame from the time that she becomes aware, she sees the blood. V'lo amrinon, and we don't have to say that just as it presents itself now, it might have actually existed even before, and in the birth canal it took time for it to become visible. We don't say kostli beis harechem ha'emiduhu, that the body held it back and delayed it, and we should do some sort of date back, but rather the opinion of Shammai is dayon shaiton. It's sufficient from now moving forward. And this, to a certain extent, is the basic principle of chazaka, that we leave things and people in the status that they are until we become aware that something has changed. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Mipkida lepkida, from one check will date back to the previous check. Vafilu liyamim harbe, even if it's many days. Just to note, this Shammai and Hillel are the original, the mentors of what will be known as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the house of Shammai, meaning his students, and Beis Hillel, his students. These are the original scholars who are arguing. And the opinion of Hillel is that we do have to do date back until such time that we know that she was Tahar, that she did not experience Nida. In their time, working with Tyros, they would regularly check. And a woman would do an internal check with a cloth. She would go in to that part of the body and sweep the area, so to speak, with a rotation. And if the cloth came out clean, then she knew at least at that point that she was still Tahar. So this is the Machlokes Shammai and Hillel, which is very different. Shammai saying, from now and on. Hillel saying, going back until the last time that we know for sure that she was Tahar. And the ramifications are, according to Hillel, that the Tyros, the holy foods that she's handled since the last check, are going to be put into doubt. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, lo kidivrezeh v'lo kidivrezeh. We do not follow Shammai, and we don't follow Hillel. One of them is much too simplified, and one is much too strict. Ela me'es le'es, mima'etas al-yad mepkida lepkida. 24-hour period from the time that she sees the blood will do date back. But that will limit the losses, so to speak, of the tahar food. We don't have to go back all the way till the last time she checked, which might be the beginning of the week. We only date back 24 hours. O mipkida lepkida mima'etas al-yad mi'es la'es. And certainly a check is going to undo the need for 24 hours and will only date back as far as the last check if that is a shorter period of time. The Mishnah continues with another factor to consider. Kol isha sheyesh la vest, anytime that a woman has a set time to have her period, to see the blood in her cycle, daya shaita, you could rely that she's experiencing it at the proper time, and this is going to limit the amount of date back that would be required when dealing with holy foods. V'hameshameshes be'edim, and if a woman is intimate with a cloth, she did her checking. The word for cloth over here is aid. There's discussion, why is that? But one of the simplest approaches is that how are you going to get testimony? The word edus, testimony. How are you going to get testimony? What's going on in that part of the body? And it's not just that you can't get people to look. It's no one knows. The woman herself doesn't. How does she know what's going on over there in her body? She uses a cloth, goes in, and checks. And that cloth reports back, so to speak, much like a witness reports what they have witnessed. So a woman who is intimate with an aid, with a cloth, with a check, for whatever reason, she did a check before intimacy or after intimacy, says the Mishnah, that qualifies. Harezu kipikida, it's considered like a check. Umama'etes al yad mi'es la'es ve'al yad mi'pikida la'pikida. And it will indeed be considered a limiter so that you don't have to go back to the last official check and you don't have to go back 24 hours. You can rely on this, that if it came out clean, then anything that was done before that was still done b'tayra without her being a nida. The question, of course, is why wouldn't this check by Tashmish be acceptable? And the answer, in simple terms, is that we're worried that when she checks before intimacy or after intimacy, it's not such a diligent check like the kind of check that she does for this conscious, intentional purpose of checking for Nida to validate the Tyros that she's done until this point. We're worried that she might be in a rush, for example, or there might be interference from other things that are present in the body, and the check might not be so good to allow it for this purpose. And the Mishnah is teaching us that it is acceptable. Ketze daya shaita. How does the concept of it's enough to prohibit things moving forward and we don't do date back, how does that concept work? Mishnah explains, Haisa yosheves bemita va'asuka betairos. Woman was lying in a bed. This doesn't necessarily mean bed in our sense. They used to sit, recline in something called a bed. But whatever the case is, va'asuka betairos, she was working with something that's tahar. Uparsha, and then she disengaged from the tairos. Viroasa, and she sees blood. He tameya, she's tamei, vehein tahoros. But according to the opinion that daya shaita, the opinion of Shammai, the tairos she was working with are totally tahar, because this blood did not present itself until after she was disengaged. Afa pisha omru metama la'es la'es. In the opinion of 24-hour date back, even though we say that, and we're concerned that she might have already been anida up to 24 hours before she sees the blood, and it took time for the blood to finally mucus its way out, or whatever, Eina mona ela misha sharasa. She only counts the days of Nida. The 7 days of Nida are only going to be counted from the time that she actually sees the blood, because this concept of date back is not her official, for sure, time of Nida. It's rabbinic in nature. It's something we're going to work with, but it doesn't mean that she's for sure a Nida. And these are the different opinions that we'll certainly revisit. The opinion of Shammai of Dayan Shaiton here and moving forward. The opinion of Hillel. We got to go back till the last check, because that's the last time we really know. And the opinion of the Chachamim that introduces the concept of Eis La'Eis of 24 hours as it pertains to Kodshim, Tairos. As the Masechta develops, we're going to focus more and more on the application of Nida as we know it today in practical halacha regarding a woman and her husband. And that is certainly going to require some additional discussion. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.